last time we discussed the question as to whether the mitzvah tefillah each and every day is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah rabbi. Today I'd like to shift our attention to another important issue in Hilchos Tefillah, and that is the question of zmanei tefillah. When is the earliest and the latest time that one can daven each one of the tefillahs of the day? Let's first start with the tefillah of Shachris. The Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, writes, Ein Karinas HaMegillah, V'lo Molin, V'lo Tovlin, etc. Ad Shetonei Tzachama. Any Dovah Shemitzvosa Bayom, something that a mitzvah that a person is supposed to fulfill by day, the Mishnah says that L'chatchila, a person should only do it after Honei Tzachama, after sunrise. But continues the Mishnah, V'kulon Sh'os Mish'ola Amur HaShachar Kosher. If you do it after Alos HaShachar, if you fulfill the mitzvah after dawn, then B'dievet you still Yosef. Rashi there in Megillah explains that the Tana of the Mishnah assumes that from Alos HaShachar it's considered Yom, it's already considered day. Aye, so why did the Chachamim say L'chatchila you should only fulfill the mitzvah after Honei Tzachama? The answer is because people are not such bikiyim. They don't know exactly when Alos HaShachar is. And we're afraid that they'll make a mistake and they'll do the mitzvah before Alos HaShachar and that it won't be Yotze. Because this is a davar shemitzvosa bayom. It has to be fulfilled by day. Therefore, Chazal instituted L'chatchila, a person should fulfill the mitzvah only after Honei Tzachama, only after sunrise. Okay, that's a special takana d'rabbanan gezera shema yite. We're afraid people would make a mistake. They won't know exactly when Alos HaShachar is, and they might fulfill the mitzvah before Alos HaShachar. So Chazal instituted that for any davar shemitzvah sabayom, l'chatchil you should only do it after Honei Tzachama, after sunrise. Bizman hazeh we have watches, so there's less of a chashash that people are going to get confused, but that's the takana d'rabbanan. Most poskim assume that even bizman hazeh, that takana remains in place, even though, technically speaking, it could be the reason for the takana doesn't apply as much, but we still follow that takana. First glance, this halacha should apply to tefillah shachris as well. After all, shachris is a davar shemitzvosa bayom. You can fulfill it by day. Again, the earliest time, not talking about the latest time. Obviously, you can only recite tefillah shachris in the morning, but the earliest time is at the beginning of the day. You can't fulfill tefillah shachris balayla. So one would imagine that the earliest time l'chatchila to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah shachris is from Honei Tzachama. In fact, as the Mishnah says in Brachas and Daftes, you're probably familiar with it, that the Vasikin would be Gomer in Honei Tzachama. They would recite Kriya Shema right before night so that they would be able to start the tefillah at Honei Tzachama. So it seems like it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to daven shachris at Honei Tzachama. L'chatchila one could daven any time after Honei Tzachama, but it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to daven dafka at Honei Tzachama. As the Gemara explains, Yireucha im shemesh mevakshe fanecha, im shemesh, that the mevakshe fanecha, those who look forward to greet HaKadosh Baruch in the morning, they do it im shemesh, with the zrichas haShemesh at sunrise. So it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to daven shachris at Honei Tzachama. But even l'chatchila one could daven after Honei Tzachama. It's not the best, but it's still l'chatchila. But to daven before Honei Tzachama, to daven after Alos HaShachar, before Honei Tzachama, presumably is only b'di'evit. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passed it. Aruch Chaim and Simin Pei Tesef Aleph. Shulchan Aruch writes, in his parallel, l'fnei Honei Tzachama yotza. Yotza is a lashon that sounds like it's b'di'evit. Yotza, but it's not l'chatchila. And the source of the Shulchan Aruch is from the Rosh in Brachas, at the beginning of the fourth Perek, Simin Aleph. He writes that the Tchila Zman Shachris, the first time, the earliest time of Davin Shachris, is Misha'ola Barak HaShachar V'Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Rosh says it's from the time that Heir She'ola Barak HaShachar, Ola Amud HaShachar, V'Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Rosh adds that the eastern horizon, right, the eastern side of the sky has lightened up. Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Where does that come from? So the Rosh says, Midi Dahava Tamet Shal Shachar. They would bring the Tamet Shal Shachar not from Alos HaShachar, but from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. So the Rosh says that that's the time. That's the time, not from Alos HaShachar, as opposed to Megillah and Mila Tevila. We've been given from Alos HaShachar, you can fulfill the mitzvah. The Rosh says that by Tevila Shachar, it's from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Midi Dahava Tamet Shal Shachar. adds the Rosh that even though the Ikar HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah of the Mukhar is with Honei Tzachama, and after Honei Tzachama, in Mispalo Bezua Shoa Yotze. If you're davening from Heir Pnei HaMizrach, even before Neitz, you are Yotze. So it sounds from the Rosh that it's B'di'evet. That davening from Heir Pnei HaMizrach until Honei Tzachama, you fulfill the Mitzvah Shachas, but it's only B'di'evet. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes in Siman Pei Tes. Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha there, Siman Pei Tes, quotes from the Pri Chadosh, who disagrees. The Pri Chadosh claims that from Heir Pnei HaMizrach on can daven Shachris Lechatchila. Not just B'di'evet, but even Lechatchila. The question is, how can the Pri Chadosh say such a thing? What's the difference between Shachris as opposed to any other mitzvah Hatoli Bayom? Adavash mitzvah Bayom is kosher only B'di'evet before Honei Tzachama. Why suddenly does the Pri Chadosh say that when it comes to Tefillah Shachris, even the Chachila from Heir Pnei HaMizrach, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Chachila? The answer is, as the Pri Chadosh writes, that Shachris is different. We know Tefillos Keneged Tmidim Tiknun, Chazal U'Mesaken Tefillos Keneged Korbanos. And since the Tamid Shal Shachar was brought from Heir Pnei HaMizrach, says the Pri Chadosh, one can daven Chachila from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Apparently what the Pri Chadosh is saying is that Zmanei Tefillah are not dependent on the regular rules of Zmanei Hayom for Davash and Mitzvah Sabayom. It's different. We have to look at the nature of the Takon of Tefillah. If Tefillah was instituted Keneged the Korban, and the Tamid Shal Shachar was brought from Heir Pnei HaMizrach, then Lechatchila one can daven Shachris even from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. That's how the Pri Chadosh understands that the fact that the Chachamim will Mesak and Tefillah Keneged Korban, that extends the Zman that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Tefillah Lechatchila. So even though for a Davash and Mitzvah Bayom it's only B'di'evet Kosher before Honei Tzachama, when it comes to Tefillah, since they brought the Tamid Shal Shachar from Heir Pnei HaMizrach, Lechatchila one can daven Shachar from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. That's what the Pri Chadosh assumes. How does the Rosh respond to the Pri Chadosh's time? The answer is, the Rosh probably says, look, I understand that Tefillah Keneged Korban Tiknun, I know that the Tamid Shal Shachar was brought from Heir Pnei HaMizrach, but that doesn't expand the Zman of Lechatchila for Tefillah Shachris. What that can do is it can diminish the time for Tefillah Shachris B'di'evet. Meaning, the Rosh says, I'll admit to you, Pri Chadosh, that you can't daven Shachris before Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Even though for Davash Mitzvah Sabayom, we generally assume that from Alos HaShachar B'di'evet you can fulfill the mitzvah, for Shachris it's different. Since the Tamid Shal Shachar was brought from Heir Pnei HaMizrach, up the Rosh, by Shachris, the Zman B'di'evet for Tefillah Shachris, not from Alos HaShachar, but rather it's from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. It's limited. Tefillos Keneged Tmidim Tiknun can limit the Zman of Tefillah. Can't expand the Zman of Tefillah, says the Rosh. Why? Because generally the reason why Davash HaMitzvah Sabayom you can only fulfill B'di'evet before Honei Tzachama is why? Because we're afraid that you'll make a mistake. If we allow you to do it from Alos HaShachar, you might come to do it before Alos HaShachar. Why doesn't that apply to Tefillah Shachris? That should apply to Tefillah Shachris as well, says the Rosh. The same chashash, gzeres shemayita, should apply to Tefillah Shachris as well. So why should I say lechatchila from Heir Pnei HaMizrach? Because the Tamid Shal Shachar is brought from Heir Pnei HaMizrach, so that changes everything. Why should it change anything? It shouldn't change the din lechatchila, right? It shouldn't change the din lechatchila that you should only do the mitzvah after Honei Tzachama or from Honei Tzachama. Because we're still afraid that if you do it before Honei Tzachama, you might do it before Alos HaShachar, and then you're not going to be Yotze. That doesn't change just because the Talmud was brought from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. It says the Rosh, I'll admit to you, Pri Chadosh and Heir Pnei HaMizrach does play a role over here. But what role does it play? That even though for Davash Mitzvah Sabayom, B'di'evet from Alos HaShachar generally can fulfill the mitzvah, when it comes to Shachris, that's not the case. When it comes to Shachris, you can only fulfill the mitzvah with the B'di'evet from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. But to say that the Zman Lechatchila for Shachris is extended back from before Honei Tzachama to Heir Pnei HaMizrach, how can you say that? The same Chashash, Gezer Shemayita, from before Alos to after Alos, exists for Tefillah Shachris. Okay, this is the Machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rosh on the one hand, and the Pri Chadosh on the other hand. whether lechatchila one can daven shachris and hayav pnei mizrach until Aretz Chaim. Okay, so again, the mitzvah and amuchas daven shachris at night. Yeruchim shemesh mevakshei panecha. In Taka, there are some people who are medachtek to do this, especially in the winter time. It's much easier. In the summer, it's not so simple. Right? Summer is not so simple because Nais is much, much earlier. Before 6 o'clock in the morning. Then. So to get up early to daven Nais, there are those who are machmir all year round. But even those who are not machmir generally, when it comes to the winter time, so then Nais at certain times is 7:20, 7:15, 7:10. So if you daven with a 7 o'clock minyan, sometimes they like to shift the time. You know, they'll do it in such that they know it takes about, 17, 18 minutes to get the Shema Esrei. So they'll start a little bit earlier so that they'll chaperai Nates as much as they can. So there are people who are medaktik to daven at Nates always, and there are those who are makbid in the winter and go daven at Nates. L'chadchila one can daven even after Nates. It's a mitzvah and a mufcha to daven at HaNates HaChama, but l'chadchila can daven even after Nates, just like any davish and mitzvah sabayim. The daven before Nates, from Heir Pnei Mizrach until Nates, that's a machlokes b'chodosh and a shulchan aruch, whether that's lechatchila or is that only b'di'evet. Yes?
So for minyanim at like 7, like 6 o'clock, 6:30?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Excellent question. Excellent question. Before we get to that, there is one situation where everyone would say lechatchila if you daven before Nates. That's, let's say, a person has to get up early. Shara sadcha k'di'evet. The rule is that b'shas hadchak, b'di'evet become l'chadchilas. Shas hadchak b'di'evet dami. So in such a context where someone has to get up early, either to go on a journey or to go to work, he's allowed to daven from Heir Pnei Mizrach even l'chadchila, because shas hadchak b'di'evet dami. Okay, so even the Shulchan Aruch would admit to the Prichodesh in that case, that even l'chadchila could daven for Nates. So what's going to be the nafkamina? To daven at 6 o'clock, let's say, if it's after Heir Pnei Mizrach, even if it's before Nates, if you have to go to work, it's what l'chadchila to daven in. So what's a nafkamina, whether davening from Heir Pnei Mizrach until HaNates HaChama is l'chadchila b'di'evet? What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina for certain very, very important circumstances. Let's just mention two of them. Let's say a person doesn't have to go to work. Say someone is on vacation, or he's retired. Say, out of convenience, like on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, for example. Hoshana Rabbah, generally speaking, the way it works out, it's at the end of September, beginning of October. Normally, Nates on Hoshana Rabbah is around 7:10 or so. 7:10, 7:05, somewhere around there. So if you do the Cheshbon, if you'll daven Nates, the minyan's going to have to start at 6:45. But very often, if you have a shul where they want to have multiple minyan in Hoshana Rabbah, it's a long 2-hour davening, 2-hour, 15-minute davening, they want to have the first minyan to start at 6 o'clock in the morning. So for those who are going to work, that's not a problem. L'chadchila they can daven then, as long as it's after Heir Pnei Mizrach, because they have to go to work. But let's say other people just want to daven early. They don't want to daven at the second minyan. Second minyan starts at 8:15. It doesn't end before, 10:30. They want to start the day. Can they daven at 6 o'clock in the morning? They're not going anywhere. So can they daven l'chadchila before HaNates HaChama? Right. Is there any adifus to daven dafka after HaNates HaChama? Or can one daven even before HaNates HaChama? It's not a shas adchak. You don't have to go to work. You're not in a rush to go somewhere important. Can you daven before HaNates HaChama? This would be dependent on Achlobis the Prichadash and the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only the Be'edah to daven before Nates. So you have to wait until Nates. Which would mean that if on Hoshana Rabbah they're having a minyan at, let's say, 6 o'clock, and the next minyan is at 7 o'clock, even though the 7 o'clock minyan is going to be after Nates, better to daven at the 7 o'clock minyan. If they're having a minyan, let's say, at 6:30 will be before Nates if Nates is at 7:10. So then it's better to daven at a later minyan, according to the Shulchan Aruch, because l'chadchila one should daven after HaNates HaChama. According to the Pre-Chadish, there's no reason to push off Shachris. You can daven even earlier, because l'chadchila from Heir Pnei Mizrach, you can daven. Very important nafkamina l'mais. Another nafkamina could be, let's say a person lives in a community where the tzibur is davening early. Say it's the winter time. And it's a community of balabatim where they go to work. And they're davening at 6:30. It's not such an early minute. 6:30, but Nates is at 7:20. The only minyan in the community happens to be 6:30. So if you can go to another shul, you can figure out, you know, if they have a vision, it's by you, and you can daven at any time you want, so then that's not a shul. But let's say they don't have multiple minyanim, they don't have other shul. This is the shul in the community. What do you do? Right? The choice is, should I daven the tzibur before Hanetzach Hanma, or should I daven be yechidus after Hanetzach Hanma? Very important shayla. Right? We assume that tefillah b'tzibur is a lechatchila, it's a maila. We'll have to talk about the details of tefillah b'tzibur. What is tefillah b'tzibur? But the simple pshat is davening shmoneh esrei b'tzibur. Right? We'll have to talk about what's the reason for tefillah b'tzibur, different issues. That's a whole other topic unto itself. But we know that tefillah b'tzibur is a maila. So the question is, what's more important in the order of priorities? What's more important? Is davening after Hanetzach Hanma more important, even if it'll be yechidus? Or is davening b'tzibur more important, even if it will be before Hanetzach Hanma? Right? The poskim assume that tefillah b'tzibur, except for someone who normally davens at nights, it's better to daven tefillah b'tzibur after nights than to daven b'yechidus at nights. That we have in the poskim. Someone who normally davens at nights, the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha writes that he should always daven at nights. He normally davens at nights with a minyan, I imagine. But let's say he's out of town and he comes to a community where there is no minyan to daven nights. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's best, since nights is a mitzvah and an ukhar, and that's this person's minyan, it's best to daven nights even if you don't have a minyan. So that's what people do. You know, I've had relatives come to our home, and they normally daven nights. But we don't have a Nates minion. So they'll daven on Shabbat, let's say. The person will daven Shachris at Nates, and they'll come to Shul to daven Musaf. No, you need to daven Musaf at Nates, right? So they'll come to daven Musaf at Tzibur. They'll daven Shachris at Nates, and then they'll come to Shul later to daven Musaf at Tzibur. So it is best to daven at Nates for a person who normally davens at Nates. But if a person can get the Tzibur at Tzibur, and it's not the minute to daven at Nates, then the poskim say it's better to daven the tefillah b'tzibur after nights than to daven the yechidus. Yes, don't you?
What makes it your minhag? You do it 3 times, you did it for a year?
3 times. Let's say he does it 3 times, then it becomes a minhag Torah. So now the question is, if that's the case, that we say that tefillah b'tzibur is a priority over nights, now the question is, what happens if you're going to have the tefillah b'tzibur before nights? Right, tefillah b'tzibur after nights, if it's not your minhag to daven at nights, that certainly trumps nights. That's what the poskim say. But how about tefillah b'tzibur before nights? Or b'yechidus after nights? What's the deal? So according to the Pri Chadash, there's no question that you should daven tefillah b'tzibur before nights. Because the Pri Chadash holds you can daven l'chatchila before nights. So there's really no difference according to the Pri Chadash between before nights and after nights. So according to the Pri Chadash, avala, you should daven b'tzibur before nights rather than daven b'yechidus after nights. This is what Rav Itzel Lepetaburger and Pri Yitzchak writes, the Chazon Ish writes that as well. They're apparently passing like the Pri Chodosh, so they said it's better to daven before nights. Many poskim disagree. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Dalet at the end of Siman Vov, where he writes that he thinks it's better to daven after nights. Rav Moshe assumes that Rav poskim feel that the halach is like the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch. The Pri Chodosh is a das yachid. So if the halach is like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh, so then lemaisa, the time lechatfila to daven shachris is after nights. So if it's after nights, then tefila b'tzibur before nights is not going to trump davening after nights. Rav Moshe assumes that if you have this situation where the choice is tefila b'tzibur before nights or davening b'yachidus after nights, it's better to daven after nights. And that's what most poskim assume. That's what most poskim assume. Even though there are some who claim that it's better to daven before nights, I think most poskim assume that better to daven after nights, be yechidus, if it's not your minute to daven at nights, better to daven after nights than to daven b'tzibur before nights. Because Pashab Shad is, we pass them like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh against the Pri Chodesh, so therefore, after nights is l'chatchila, before nights is only b'yechidus. Yes?
Why isn't the need for a minyan considered a shasukhat, which would make 3 days' time?
You have to understand what the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur is. We're going to discuss that, hopefully, down the road a little bit. It could be that the din of tefillah b'tzibur is not even a din d'rabbanan. It might just be a mila of the tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tzibur of the tefillah, to the tefillah of the tzibur. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. That's a very important thing. We want our tefillahs to be accepted. But if it's not even a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's just a mila, so then that's the question. The chadchila b'di'evit is also an issue of mila. Right? To daven lechatchila after nights is a maila. That's the better time to do it. So you have two different mailas going up against each other. So the question is, what's the order? Which one comes first? So that's what the poskim are addressing over here. Which is the bigger maila? Yes.
Remotion of the poskim hold like that. Losing
a kriyas haTorah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the answer might be, maybe you should go to shul for the Kriyas HaTorah, but then daven afterwards. Meaning, chap the Kriyas HaTorah, but tzibur, that you can get. But the Shmona Esser that you're going to daven, maybe you shouldn't daven the tzibur. Okay, maybe that's what you should. Okay, so if someone has to go to work, again, let's pedal back to the original case. It's a Shas HaTchak, so then even the Chatchila, you can daven before Honeit Zachamas. According to war poster, even according to the Russian, the Shulchan Aruch. The poskim though point out, you got to be careful. When we say generally that from Heir Pnei HaMizrach one can daven lechatchila, you have to go to work, it doesn't mean Heir Pnei HaMizrach literally. Why? Because technically you could daven the Shmona Esrei then, but there are other things that you have to say in tefillah before the Shmona Esrei, like Kriya Shma. When is the earliest time that you can say Kriya Shma Shal Shachris? Mishiach, exactly. As the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lumche, Sif Aleph quotes Ezra's Mishnah in the Brachas, Mishiyaka Chavero Harog Eletzrulo Ktsas Berichon Dalet Amos. You can recognize a person, not such a good friend, but some acquaintance, Dalet Amos away from you. That's enough of a time to say that it's Bekumecha, that people are getting up. It's Bishosh Shabnei Adam Kamin, and then you can say Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. So the time of Mishiyakir is not from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. It's a little bit after that. Not quite at the same time, it's a little bit after that. So you'll have to wait to say Kriya Shema until then. Right? And the Shmona Esrei is supposed to be after the Kriya Shema. He's supposed to say Kriya Shema. Then he said the Baruch of Gal Yisrael. He's supposed to be the Baruch of Gal Yisrael and the Shmona Esrei. So from the time of Kriya Shema until the Shmona Esrei is what? A minute and a half? Not too much, 2 minutes. So you can't really daven before Mishayakir either. You're going to have to delay that a little bit. Where is that exactly? I don't know, 50 minutes before Honeit Zachama, maybe a little bit less than that. It depends on the time of year. You got to look at the Zman to see exactly when the earliest time of Sekhti Yishma is. So even though technically speaking, you can daven the Shmona Esrei from Heir Pnei HaMizrach with Yevid, which B'Shas HaChak becomes a Lechatchila, but lechatchila, you really have to daven only Mishayak, only after Mishayak, which is a little bit later than Heir Pnei HaMizrach, because you're really not supposed to say Kriya Shema before then, and then Shmona Esrei is supposed to come in conjunction with the Kriya Shema. You have to keep that in mind as well. David G.
If you were to do that, you do say Kriya Shema again later, this month?
I guess so. Yeah, you'd have to say Kriya Shema again. But you're not really davening properly then, because you can't. The Kriya Shema really. I guess you could say it's the same as Mariv, right? If you say Kriya Shema early by Mariv, so then you just repeat the Kriya Shema later. Same thing over here. Shakuchum Kumecha, right? If you say it at the wrong time, so you can be yotze the Birchas Kriya Shema because it's the Zman of Tefillah already, but it's not the Zman of Kriya Shema, right? Okay, that's true. I guess if you really daven early, maybe you can say the Kriya Shema early. And then you just say the Kriya Shema again. Interesting, yes. But there are other issues that we're going to get to in a moment.
If you say that Mishayak is the time when people are getting up, and that people are in the street, then isn't that the time of Kum Kumecha? So why would that be off time?
I'm not sure that's what you're saying. If people are getting up, you're saying it is Mishayak, even though it's before Mishayak. Chazal, the time of Mishayak was estimated by the Poskim, and there are certain rules, right? It's a certain number of degrees. Sun is a certain number. I don't know if you go to myzmanim.com, it explains the whole thing. So there are certain calculations that they make to try to figure. It didn't start with myzmanim.com. They knew how to do this before the internet. There are certain calculations that they make. So from the time of Mishayake, that's what we call the Kumecha. So I'm not sure, what's the problem?
Because if we're saying that this is before the real time of say Krishma, so why would you have, if we say Mishayake is where people are up, instead of Shavkha and Kumecha, that the time of saying Krishma is when you get up, so why would you have to repeat Krishma again?
If I say Kriyashma when it's still nightfall, because do I have to repeat Kriyashma at Shal Shachris?
No, we're saying that this is for Shachris.
Right. So before Miyakar, I can't say Kriyashma because it's not viewed as a time. It's not viewed as a time of people getting up. You're getting up early. But Chazal understood that the normal time for people to get up is at Mishayakar. I think so. That's Shach. Yes,
what
Max. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed says someone who gets up to go on a derech, to go on a road. The question is, what are you going for? If it's to go to an amusement park, I don't know, is that it's Tzorech? Maybe in fact it is a Tzorech, it's a Simchas Yom Tov. I'm not sure. Yet you have to look at every situation and try to figure out whether it's a real Tzorech. But if someone has to go on a trip, say he has an early flight, he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael or something, that's a mitzvah. So, getting up early, and is it tzorech? Is that going to work? But is it tzorech? So that's also another tzorech where you can perhaps have an early. But to say kriyashma before mishiyak, you're not going to be able to say kriyashma. And the real best way to daven is really in a way that you'll fulfill the mitzvah of kriyashma. So that the birchas kriyashma being recited on a kriyashma that you're actually fulfilling kriyashma with. Yes, you can be yotze the mitzvah birchas kriyashma. There's no question. You can be yotze the mitzvah birchas kriyashma from the zman of tefillah. But there's no question that the best way to be yotze in the midst of Birchas Kriyashma is in conjunction with the Kriyashma that you're being yotze Kriyashma. That's not you reciting the Kriyashma just so that you can say the Birchas Kriyashma around the Kriyashma. It's best only to recite the Kriyashma Mishayakim and to say the Birchas Kriyashma and then to be able to daven immediately after that. Similarly, there's an issue when it comes to putting on talis and tefillin. When's the earliest time to put on talis and tefillin? That's also Mishayakim. The Ramah in Arachayim and Simen Yudches Siv Gimel writes that if you put the talis on from Alosa Shachar, you can actually make a bracha on it to the Evans. The Pasuk says, Risim also, that Tzitzis is a function of Zman Re'iyah. You have to be able to see. So the Ramah says, B'di Evan from Alosa Shachar, you can actually make a bracha on the talis. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim who disagree. Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim who say that it's appropriate to wait to make the bracha on the talis until Misha Yakir. That's the Zman for Tzitzis as well. So Lemaisa, one could put on the talis before the Zman, but you shouldn't make the bracha. So the minig is, if you daven in one of these early minyanim, a 6 o'clock minyan or something like that, they'll put the talis on beforehand, and then they'll be mamashmish, touch the talis. Not that they'll like take it off, but just to touch the talis. It's like a heker, a little bit of a heker that you have something to do with the talis before you make the bracha. And they'll make the bracha on the talis. The bracha is not going on what you did already. The bracha is going on the future wearing of the talis. But they just do a mishmush. They touch the talis before they make the bracha, and then they make the bracha between yishtabach and baruch. Between yishtabach and baruch, you're allowed to be mafsik for this tzarech hatfila. So one can make the bracha on the talis at that point in time. Similarly, someone who goes to the bathroom between yishtabach and baruch, if he wants to put his tefillin back on, he can make a bracha on the tefillin then. If you put your tefillin back on in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, then you're not supposed to make the bracha until later. But if you take off the tefillin and then you put it back on between Yishtabach and Baruch, you can make the bracha at that point in time. So that's the same thing when it comes to the talis. For tefillin, it's a bit more complicated. Because for tefillin, even though you'd say, I'll do the same thing, I'll put on my tefillin before I start the davening, and then then when I get to Yishtabach, I make the bracha. Tefillin is not so poshut. Because first of all, there's a machlokas whether Laila is zman tefillin or not. Laila means before Alos. Right? Before Alos HaShachar. Is that zman tefillin? Some of these minyanim start very early. So to put on the tefillin before Alos HaShachar at night, you'd say is a question. The emphasis is it's not such a big kasha because we passed in that Laila is zman tefillin. Laila really is zman tefillin. You can be yotze the mitzvah of tefillin by Laila. The problem is the Chachamim made a gzeira that you shouldn't wear tefillin b'alayim. We don't wear tefillin b'leil. In fact, the Gemara says even those who wore tefillin the whole day, they would take off their tefillin before nighttime. Take it off before shkia. Because you're not supposed to wear tefillin b'leil. Not because laila is lav zman tefillin. It's machlokas tanaim in the Gemara Menachos. We pass that laila is lav tefillin. But laila is lav tefillin, what's the problem? Someone's wearing tefillin the whole day, let him take off the tefillin before he goes to sleep. You're not allowed to sleep with the tefillin on. Afraid, is there a shema yafirach b'hem? Maybe a person will pass gas with the tefillin. He won't be misnaheg with the proper kedusha in tefillin. So he's not allowed to sleep in the tefillin of shenas keva. But what's the problem? The person is still going to learn a long night seder for 3 hours. So why can't he keep the tefillin on? The answer is we're afraid that you'll fall asleep after a long day of learning. We're afraid that you'll be thinking about your chayim. You'll be thinking about a svara. Suddenly you'll fall asleep a little bit, and then the same chashashas that apply to someone who is sleeping will apply to you, even though you fell asleep by accident. So that's the gzera d'rabbanan, not the with tefillin b'leil, gzera shema ishim, gzera shema yafiach b'hem. You won't be able to mishomer the tefillin with the proper kedusha. The question is, how can you put on tefillin before alos hashachar if it's still laila? This is Gzera D'Rabbanan, not to put on tefillin b'leil. So this issue was addressed by the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillin. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed, Siv Gimel writes, someone who gets up early to go on the way is allowed to put on tefillin. He's allowed to put on tefillin. He can't make the bracha. He shouldn't make the bracha. But he's allowed to put on the tefillin. Because there's no chashash or shema yishem b'hem because he got up early in the morning. This is the Braisa in the Gemara Menachos and the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. By a mashkin lotzeis laderech and misyorish and a yovdu, you're afraid the tefillin are going to get lost, menichan. Kshegi azmanam and mashmesh behem uvar chalem. And the zman for tefillin, which is also mishayakir, that's when people are getting up, so the gzeirah drabbanan of shema yishem behem doesn't apply. Then you touch them again and you can make the bracha. But the Gemara Menachos sounds like you're getting up early, then you're allowed to wear the tefillin. What kind of a strange idea is that? If it's balayla, how can you wear the tefillin? I thought you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. So the answer is that once a person gets up, we're not afraid he's going to fall asleep. We're not afraid he's going to fall asleep. You're talking about after Shkiyas Hachama, so he's tired from a long day. So the chashash that Shema Yisha Behem, Shema Yisha Behem, Yafiyah Behem, that's a real chashash. But if you're getting up early in the morning, you might be tired, but it's not the same. You had a full night's sleep. So, or at least you had some sleep. So the chashash of shema yishem and shema yafir doesn't apply as much if you're getting up early in the morning. Okay, so that's the kula that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that by tefillin, since laila is man tefillin, it's only the zera d'rabbanan shema yishem and shema yafir b'hem. The Chazal said if you get up early in the morning, if you go on a journey, and we're not afraid because once you've gotten up early, you're not going to fall asleep again. So we're not afraid shema yishem and shema yafir b'hem. But you shouldn't make the bracha until Mishayakir, because that's really the zman of tefillin. So it comes out that if a person is davening early, he's davening from Heir Pei Mizrach, or from Alos, let's say he's going to say Pesukah the Zimmer from Alos, so he can put on the talis and the tefillin, but he shouldn't make a bracha on them until Yishtabach. Meaning they should arrange that the Yishtabach should be after Mishayakir. Look up in the Luach, figure out when Mishayakir is. You really shouldn't say Yishtabach until, you shouldn't say Baruch until Mishayakir, that everyone can make a bracha on the talis and tefillin after Mishayakir. If you can't, you can't. If you can't, you can't. So then, if you had a daven early, you have a daven early, so put on the talis and tefillin, don't make a bracha, you'll make a bracha on it afterwards. But Chora, one should wear the talis and tefillin after Mishayakir. Right? You should make the bracha on it before the davening, before the kriyashma, before the shmona esrei. That's the Chora l'chatchila, the best way to go. There is a comment in the Mishnah Berurah, though, on this case. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham that the heter mashkim l'derech, the tefillin, is only if someone is walking or he's riding something. Like he's riding a horse or he's driving a car or something like that. Right? Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention a car, but it's the same idea. Meaning if you're actively involved in the process of going on the way, if you're sitting in the wagon, you're not riding the wagon. There's a wagon driving around. You're sitting in the back. But if you're sitting in the back seat of a car, it's the same as a wagon, right? You got your wagon driver in the front. It's a little bit of a fancier wagon than the wagons of old. But it's still the Zelbezach, right? The person driving, you're sitting in the back seat. Mishneh Berurah says from the Magen Avraham that there's no heter to put on tefillin earlier then. Right? Heter mashkin laderech, that's only if you're involved in the process. If you're not involved in the process of going on the journey, so then there's no heter to put on the tefillin early because the chashash of Shema Yishem and Shema Yafiyavim still applies. The Mishneh Berurah and the Be'er Halacha quotes that there are those who argue that. This is what the Mishneh Berurah says from the Magen Avraham. It's very important to keep in mind. I think based on this Magen Avraham, what should come out is that if you daven in an early minyan and you're going to put on talis and tefillin before Mishayakir, I think maybe you should stand up. Maybe you shouldn't daven sitting down. Because if you daven sitting down, then the same chashash applies. You're not actively involved in the process of going on the derech. Yes, you might say, but I'm actively davening, right? I'm outing the words and I'm shuckling and that. I'm not sure that that's the same. I think maybe, perhaps there's room for a chomer, according to the Magen Avraham that Mishneh Berurah quotes, that if someone davens in an early minyan and they put on talis and tefillin before Mishayakir, in the hopes that they'll make a barocha on the talis and tefillin between Yishabach and Baruch Hu, maybe it's best to say the psuk of the Zimra standing. But if you're standing, it's much less likely that you'll fall asleep. Yes, I've seen people fall asleep even when they're standing, but it's much less likely. A person is sitting down, it's much more likely that he'll fall asleep. Quite a possibility that he'll fall asleep. Just look at people on Shavuos morning. Right? They start, you know, with tremendous islavas, and by the end of Sukkot HaZimra, half of the minyan is not there. I mean, they're there, but they're not really. Right? So I think, and just as an Eitz HaTovah, according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Mishneh Berurah's Magen Avraham, someone davens and puts on the tefillin before Mishayakir, it's best to daven the Sukkot HaZimra standing, then you'll be able to make the bracha Mishayakir, after Mishayakir, between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. And then you'll be able to daven the Shemona Esrei at the proper time. Okay, let's stop. Okay.